I know when I was trying to get free from my salon first business round, I would just measure success by I can walk out of the business for an hour and nobody calls me.
Conversations are the catalyst for the great ideas, the clarity that you're completely missing in your day-to-day.
Here's this guy we never met before. We traveled halfway across the world to hear this one sentence that changed everything for us.
Yes. In 2019, the study was done and it was looking into what is it that resets dopamine and allows particularly business people, high performers, to stay hungry and ambitious over the long term. And what they found is...
Welcome to the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Now, next week, we're about to hop on a plane to Fiji.
Whoop!
We have our Fiji intensive 3 days in the sun, a few margaritas. And definitely some strategies and workshops to help salon owners fast track to their next million. But there is a reason that we choose to do this particular intensive in places like Fiji, and it's not all business. So in today's episode, it's all about the one missing ingredient that most salon owners are missing that's going to help you fast track to your next million. And it's about creating some white space and a little bit of rest built in around the business strategy.
Fantastic. It almost feels, Riss, a little bit like, you know, we all know this already, like a little bit of white space, a little bit of rest. Like it's got to be good for us. Like every single day we go to sleep, we rest and we recover, we come back,
sure,
we do the thing. And, you know, like a car, like you put petrol in and then it can go further for longer and perform. And if you don't put petrol in, it doesn't go very far for very long and it blows up or whatever the case may be. And so fundamentally, I feel like we get this principle, but easier said than done, because maybe, yeah. And so I'd like to talk a little bit about the business benefits of doing that, because that's actually why many of us are here. So in 2019, a study was done into high performance in human beings. And what we found out is that dopamine, which everyone's pretty familiar with that hormone, right? So when an entrepreneur like us, like when we're working and we're making things happen and achieving things, we release dopamine. And that's sometimes why we get a little bit addicted to making shit happen, to creating things, right? When we keep experiencing dopamine over and over and over again, after a while, it drops off and we can start to feel a little bit fatigued, over it, lacking purpose, and so on and so forth. And in 2019, the study was done and it was looking into what is it that resets dopamine and allows particularly business people, high performers, to stay hungry and ambitious over the long term. And what they found is that the hormone serotonin is actually what resets dopamine levels. I could talk to you for a long time about this, but where we get serotonin from is actually from taking a bit of a break, resting, reflecting, and relaxing. So this is one of the reasons why we actually need to engineer and take a bit of a break.
Which is really counterintuitive when you're feeling like you're hustling, you can't get everything done, and you know, you're burning candles at the both end, but if you let go, everything will fall apart.
Mm.
So it's really hard to do that.
Yes.
Right?
Yep, it is.
So we don't.
Yeah, we never stop.
So last week, we had our team in the office for 2 days. We fly anybody in that's not, you know, in Wellington, and we spent a couple of days together. And one of the things we talked about is re-establishing our internal team culture around leave, rest, like take your leave was kind of the message.
Yeah.
We've grown, we've got a new shape of team now, we're in a different stage of business growth, we're now out of startup, we're in full growth mode, and we need to do things differently.
Yeah.
And we re-established, like, we want you to take leave. And I think sometimes as employers, like, we want the people to do the work. We don't want you to go away because then everything falls apart.
Yeah.
But actually, we want to go against that and establish, take the leave.
Yeah, do what works. And the great thing probably about the listeners' workplace and our workplace is our people love our work, the work that we do. And so it's really, really easy to just keep doing the work. But please go away, take your leave, create some new experiences, because what we know is that people then come back rejuvenated and refreshed. They've got stories, they smile for other reasons, and they can bring those metaphors, stories, and experiences into the work that they do. It's a win-win.
Yeah. Recently, earlier this year, went to Sydney for the Hair Festival. And I kind of achieved all the things I wanted to achieve in 2 days, but I'd planned to be there for 3 days. And so on day three, I actually just went to a cafe on the other side of Darling Harbour, found a really nice place, got some really good food, and just sat for the day in the cafe and did the things. And
how was it?
It was good. I got so much done, but I had no time. Like, I wasn't flying out that night, so I had no time deadlines. I had nothing on that evening. Well, I had an option, but I chose not to. And I just kind of took the time.
Yeah.
And when I needed to think about something, I just stared out into the harbour and thought about it. And so I think that, you know, when you're in build phase of the business, that feels like a luxury, but it was super important. And I always think, like, if your best ideas come to you when you're in the shower, you're doing it wrong. Like, if that's the 1 minute that you get, you know, 5 minutes or however long you have a shower, or if you're taking 15-minute showers because you're too busy thinking about things,
like,
that's a good signal. It's time to do something differently.
Yeah.
We want to have our best ideas when we create the space, because it's the white space that we get the ideas, and those big BFOs come and hit us on the and go, ta-da, I thought of the thing.
I think as well, Riss, just listening to you share then, one of the things that becomes really, really clear is that unless you're in Sydney at that cafe with nowhere to really be, like, you're not in time, like, you're on your own, and that maybe creates the internal environment for you to, as you say, have these big ideas or make these decisions, etc. But when we're in Kandala and Wellington, you know, it's like there's something coming up after this, and we are in time and we are running. And so
we're running to the calendar.
We're running to the calendar. And I'm sure that's exactly the case for so many of the salon owners out there that are listening, is that when you're in time, it's so much harder to actually rest and rejuvenate. So hence why we go to places like Fiji.
Hey, it's me again. I just wanted to interrupt and jump in here quickly to say thanks for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate you being here. Just one question though. If you are listening to this episode and thinking, oh my God, this is me, but I'm just not sure what to do, well, don't worry, I've got some strategies for you. The Salon Mastery Program will help you develop and implement a 100K team, 100K mindset, strategies and steps designed to help you lead your team to enjoy 100K careers and install the 100K mindset and motivation so you can help build that inside of your team. The systems, the processes to master the 100K day so you can build the $1 million salon. So I want to invite you to join me for a complimentary $1 million strategy call. We'll discuss your business, your role in the business. Let's see if I'm the right person to help you grow your business and your team. Together, we can reach the $1 million mark. All you need to do is click the apply now button in the show notes of this very episode. You're welcome to book a time, a strategy call. We'll have a chat. All right, that's enough for me. Let's get back to the episode.
I guess one of the other things is it allows us, by going to a place like Fiji, it allows us to practice the goal. Like, the vision is to create a business. And I'm speaking, obviously, making some assumptions on behalf of those that are listening, that you want to create a business that is not just purposeful, makes an impact for your clients, you know, engages a team, that doesn't want to work anywhere else but for you. But also that if you had the choice, you could be free from it. If you chose to be, doesn't mean you're going to be. And so if that's part of your vision, then should we practice that at some point between now and forever?
And I think that's a good idea, because otherwise we're waiting until we have the space, and the space will never come.
Yeah.
So we need to create the space and test and measure it a minute at a time.
Mm.
And a good way to do that, I know when I was trying to get free from my salon first business round, I would just measure success by, I can walk out of the business for an hour and nobody calls me. You know, the phone doesn't ring. Nobody goes, my client's late. What do I do?
Yeah.
And then I would measure, the next measure of success is I can walk out for the whole day and not show up.
Love.
And I now I'm free for a whole day. And then it was a week. And then could I be away for a month?
Mm.
And nobody calls me. Maybe they call me because they want to call me, but they don't have to call me because they actually know how to do it. So I think you're right. Like, we don't wait until we can be free for a month to celebrate.
100%.
Or, like, because a month will never come.
Yeah.
But a day will come before a week and before a da da da.
And how many of our owners come to places like Fiji, come on unique experiences, and afterwards, like, yeah, the team did so great without me. I never knew. Like, they are blown away.
That's right.
And it may be so often it's like, that's exactly what they needed and that's exactly what you needed.
Actually, the team needed you to go away.
The team needed you to go away so that they could step up and actually do the thing you've been trying to do, like give them the space to step up.
Get out of their way.
Get out of their way. There's something called the always on culture. The internet maybe kicked that off back in the 90s, like always on. You can be connecting with people all the time. I used to work in Italy. I spent a decade there working over there. Really cool thing. Most people are aware of this, but you know, you might be like, especially coming from New Zealand where everything's always open all the time. You know, we're rolling around, we're looking for a coffee and it's like 3 p.m. and it's like, there's all these signs on the cafes like siesta, closed. And it's like, what are they doing? It's like, don't they know that they're turning away business? I could be spending €2 on my cafe, you know? But actually, they're doing exactly what we're talking about, which is resting, rejuvenating, and doing what they need to do so they can show up when they choose to show up.
And they come back at, well, I don't know what time do they come back to the cafe? Like,
they come back at about 5:30, 6 o'clock, and then they are lit up and on. And if you go for a walk at like 9 o'clock in Italy, like it's not like New Zealand where everyone's like in front of a, you know, TV screen and all of that. Like they're out and socializing and enjoying life and celebrating in such a beautiful, healthy way.
And I think to your point, like, you know, this whole being on your phone all the time, like everything happens in our phone. Mm. And actually we're just not in the world.
We are like,
you're literally not in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So I think, you know, one of the reasons that we're going to Fiji and doing our 3-day intensive in Fiji is so we can not only do the business, do the strategies, but create some space.
Mm.
So create space. So we will be doing, we have a reasonable agenda of things that we want to achieve and help people get to the next million. But we want to create space for a couple of reasons. One, we don't all get to get away and sit in a cafe in Sydney for a day. Like that takes time to get to that point. Or maybe we've got kids at home or husbands that don't understand or wives or whoever that, like, why would you do that?
Totally.
Maybe our calendar's jam-packed and we've got kids on our coattails. We don't have space necessarily. Mm. We need to create the space so you can sit by the pool, sip the margarita, have the deep thought, but also have the conversation with your peers. Like, how often do you get together with people who understand what it's like? We don't always have social circles or family circles that understand what it's like to be an entrepreneur and a business owner. And so being around people that are at the same stage and phase and get you, super important. Recently, we were in Mexico. We went on our own intensive with people that run businesses just like ours. And on the first night we had, was it the first night?
It was, yeah.
We had dinner on the beach, beautiful tables on the beach as the sun went down. It was pretty cool. And we sat next to this awesome guy, quite unassuming, called Jeff. And we had a good conversation.
We had a great conversation.
Actually, we had quite a long conversation.
We did.
And then finally, towards the end of the conversation, it was pretty dark. We'd had a couple of margaritas. And we just asked him this one very specific question. And he just gave us this one sentence. And I feel like he said these words and just dropped his mic.
Oh, we looked at such
with our mouth open.
You were like, that's it. Oh, that's
he just changed our lives. Do you know, here's this guy we never met before. We traveled halfway across the world to hear this one sentence that changed everything for us.
Yes. So I reckon some of our listeners out there will be thinking, you know, me in a cafe in Sydney by myself, like I'm actually a little bit nervous about that. Like, would I come up with any great ideas myself? Like, what would I do? I don't know what to do if I don't have a pair of scissors in my hand or if I'm not in front of a computer. Here's the thing that you really want to get about what Riss was just saying that I can absolutely vouch for is that conversations are the catalyst. So if you're not so into doing the space by yourself and you can get around other people, conversations are the catalyst for the great ideas, the clarity that you're completely missing in your day-to-day, but also the epic decisions that often always come out of hanging out with people at your level. It's so good.
Even just to get to chew the fat, like if you're learning something in a intensive workshop style, how often do we have the time to go and mull that over afterwards? We usually go straight back to work, and the things that you learned, you don't really get round to implementing.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be able to have the space to then have the conversation about it, chew over it, have some white space to think about it before you get back to work.
Absolutely.
Means that you don't have to think about it in the shower, you know, a week later.
Yeah. And if you don't do this, if you don't engineer this rest or rejuvenation, this white space, this conversation so you can chew the fat, find clarity and make more epic decisions, you will by default, and it's not your fault, but by default, you'll start looking at all the other reasons why your business is moving slowly, like rebooking rates, the state of the economy right now. It's actually the rate of your decision making is in direct alignment with the rate of your business growth.
Correct. How quickly can we pivot around the roadblocks that we have?
Absolutely.
And sometimes they're big decisions and they need some, you know, some balls to do so.
Yes, 100%.
Well, Fiji is next week, Joel.
Ooh, can't
wait. Monday we hop on the plane. So I'm excited about that. Next year we're off to Bali.
So good. Did I tell you that I've locked in?
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I know we're going in Bali. I can't tell you, but it's I went to Bali earlier this year and I enjoy Bali, but now I am so, so excited. Like this place is off the charts.
I know.
It's really good. So here's a question for you. What would it mean for you, for your leadership, for your team, and for your business if you spent a week with us in Bali? Just ponder that for a moment.
So if you want to make a change in your business, you know you need more white space to be less overwhelmed, make better decisions, sometimes make the big queen move, and have that space to do that, then this is my invitation to you to hop on a call. Let's plan out the next 12 months. Like, what is the strategy? What is it that you need to do to not only create space, but do the big move so there is space to be had? Maybe even join us in Fiji. Well, maybe it's a bit of a lap for Fiji. Maybe
it's a little,
it's only next week. Okay. So maybe you're going to join us in Bali. But if that's the case, reach out. This is my invitation. I shall leave the link to book a call with me in the show notes of this episode. But otherwise, see you at the airport next week.
See you at the airport.
Yeah, Monday.
Sounds good.
That's a wrap from us. And go and make sure you book in some space in your calendar.
Bulawanaka.
Ciao for now.